Hallelujah, hallelujah. Todah Yah for keeping us through this day. Thank you for bringing the brother home safe, Abba Yahweh. No harm of Daniel put upon him, Abba Yahweh. Anoint this word as it come forth tonight, Abba Yahweh. As the pastor speak to Israel about your precious son, or how you loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten son, by his precious Adam, his blood, that you gave a right to Israel, to the kingdom of Yah. We told Yah that you loved Israel that much, Abba Yahweh. Touch the leg of Israel, knowing that this is a serious time of your Moedim, Abba Yahweh. That we come to give you kabod, honor unto you, Abba Yahweh, this night, Abba Yahweh. Nothing of our own selves, our own will, but it's all about you, Abba Yahweh. That we kabod you this night, Abba Yahweh, with our whole leg, nephesh, and mind, Abba Yahweh. That we look up to you, which cometh our help, Abba Yahweh. For knowing there's nothing that we could do without you. For you are strength. You are all in all. You see us through every situation, Abba Yahweh. You move every mountain that we can't move, Abba Yahweh. You take away every pain that we cannot bear, Abba Yahweh. You heal us when we're sick, Abba Yahweh. Because you said by your stripes, we are healed. Trusting in your truth, Abba Yahweh, your emet, your Torah, Abba Yahweh, written in the end reports of Israel, to keep us, Abba Yahweh, while we're on this journey, Abba Yahweh, that we trust in it to overcome every battle, every woe that Satan tried to bring against your people, Abba Yahweh, that we stand as a light that's set up on a hill and can't be hid, Abba Yahweh, proclaiming your Moedims, your feast, Abba Yahweh, that we will keep because you commanded Israel, your people, Abba Yahweh, to keep your feast days and compose them, Abba Yahweh, honor you, which we truly do, Abba Yahweh, with our whole heart, nephesh, and mind, Abba Yahweh. Touch this house tonight, Abba Yahweh, and your truth be spoken to Israel. Give us ear to Shema's ear. Give us the lead to receive, Abba Yahweh, that it just not be of something that we do not take. To be sincere, Abba Yahweh, but let it be a sincerity to Israel. For it is a commandment of Abba Yahweh. To your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And as we're here tonight, how precious the atonement was for Israel. We barak you this night, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. Where everybody saying, hallelujah, Yahweh. Before the shofar will be blown, I'm going to read Romans 3:21. But now the tzedekah of Yahweh without the Torah is manifested, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. Even the tzedekah of Yahweh, which is by the emunah of Yahshua HaMashiach, to all and upon all them that believe. But there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the splendor of Yahweh, being justified freely by his unmerited pardon through the redemption that is in Yahshua HaMashiach, whom Yahweh has set forth to be a propitiation through the emunah of his adom, his blood, to declare his tzedekah for the remission of sin that are past, through the forbearance of Yahweh, to declare, I say, at this time, his tzedekah, that he might be just and the justifier of him which has emunah in Yahshua. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what? Torah of works? Nay, but by the Torah of his emunah. Hallelujah. Brother Allen will come forth and give us the warning by the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Toda Yah. Y'all may be seated. Now the pastor will come forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For is that excellence that is revealed unto Israel, and that is the simplicity of the Emat, the truth of Almighty Yahweh, that caused our love to delight greatly in Yahshua HaMashiach. There's an Arabic word that in the Hebrew expression that it is expressed Jaron or Shason, which expressed the delightfulness of Almighty Yah, the joy of Israel, the exuberation, the jubilation, the exaltation, that one is strengthened by the hearing of the shofar, of the sound of the word of Yah that rings from the housetop, that it flows unto Israel. And in this time, this hour, this young Kippur, it is a time of great rejoicing. It is one of exceeding rejoicing, and Israel ought to be full of delight. For there's a reason why. And the scripture shows us why. It is by the dam, the blood of Yahshua, that cleanses, washes us from all of our iniquitous ways, and cleanses us from our transgression. We should not take that lightly. Our hearts, our bellies ought to be filled with the flowing, exceeding gladness of Almighty Yahweh. That as He brings us to another event at another time, that we are among the living, that we can offer up the praises of Torah unto Almighty Yahweh. And it should not be limited according to our emotional drive or our feelings. It should be based upon the exceeding thankfulness to Torah unto Yah for the many benefits and the blessings that He has showered out upon Israel, that we have life and we have the abundance of that life dwelling in us. And so I shall rejoice in Yahshua. I shall delight in Yahshua HaMashiach. My love shall be filled with the gladness of Yah. I shall make a joyful sound, a noise that resonates from my belly. It shall flow a joyful sound unto Yahweh. I don't think that we understand even the importance of the time and why even Yah allows us. As I pointed out to Sister Roberts this evening, there are times that I look in the obituary, and there was one that we went to elementary school, a junior high school together. And there she was, 51 years old, and she has left this life. Tomorrow is not promised, but we have the promises of Almighty Yahweh in this life. And if we leave this life there, we have a great riches, or the great riches of Yah, that we shall enjoy in the presence of our Abba, under the umbrella of His HaMashiach, Yahshua HaMashiach. So we should rejoice with exceeding gladness. Allow all to sing of the tova of Almighty Yah for what He has done for Israel. For we that are dead cannot praise Him. David says, for they that are dead in the grave cannot. We that are dead, we have our trespasses of our sins that shackles us and bind us. Our mouths cannot open up praises unto Yahweh. And so that's why we sit in His presence without this jubilation, this joy that flows from us. I'm glad because of Yahshua. I will not let this day go by without realizing the great kafah, the atonement, the covering of my sins and the washing away of all of my sins and the guilt of my sins. You know, this nation has all kinds of memorials. They celebrate George Washington Day and Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and they celebrate pagan entities. But this is the time and an hour that we celebrate our Abba, that He has brought us to an eve of a time that we realize we have a covering, a washing and a cleansing away of all of our sins and all of our transgressions. It is Yahweh's appointed Moedim. It is Yahweh's appointed Moed. When Deacon Benny brought out to us, this is Yahweh's time. It has nothing to do with us. It is to celebrate Him. And that our hearts should be exceedingly glad that He has cleansed us. He washed us from our sins. We take it lightly. We do not get excited about Yahweh. Our lives are not excited about Him. We are not enthusiastic about Him. We get enthusiastic about trivial things. When it comes to Almighty Yahweh, we are not enthused about Him. For it's by His breath, and only by His breath, that we are alive this day. And I shall exhort Him, His Hamashiach, for the cleansing of all of my sins. And for this reminder of the atonement, the kafah, of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may celebrate our Abba, that is only He that can cleanse us from all of our sins and our iniquitous ways. I will not feel sorry for myself, neither will I do it for you. For Yah has given us strength in Yahshua to overcome every battle and every circumstance. As Deacon Benny read, Ar-Romiyah, that Yahshua, He has reconciled. He is the propitiation. He is the price, the atonement, and the fullness of atonement in exchange for us. It is the dam of Yahshua, His blood, that has been given for the exchange of our nefesh, our souls. What greater price could be paid for us besides the dam, the blood of Yahshua? There is no other price. There is nothing could exact us or redeem us from the depths of darkness and hell but the dam of Yahshua. Deprave our minds and our spirits, bound by the shackles of every demonic power, unclean thing, and yet a price was paid to break the shackles and to make us free. When the blood of Yahshua frees a man, he is free indeed to shahar, to worship, to celebrate the greatness of Almighty Yahweh. We must celebrate the greatness of Yah. He is great and He is mighty. Hallelujah! He has given you breath to celebrate His greatness. He is Gadol. He is Gadol. There's no other one that is great like Yahweh. Hallelujah. And for Him to give us breath, life, and the life that springs forth out of Israel like a living well, it ought to spring forth with the excellence by the refreshing of Yahshua.
that our hearts shout and sing of the bountiful blessings of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah is not dead. Yahweh is alive. For his Torah is alive. And the love of Israel, might of his power, resides, dwells among the true elect remnants of the seed of Israel. And if there is no delight in the promise of Tikvah, the hope of Yah in you, you cannot praise him. You cannot sing of the delights of Yahshua HaMashiach. There is no breath of rejoicing in you at all, because he is not real. Yahshua is not alive in you at all. And this testimony must be alive. It must be a real testimony. It is a testimony that redeems and makes free and breaks the shackles of bondage, that we can rejoice. For a man, when one is bound to the shackles of sin, he is oppressed in his mind. He has no one to alleviate him from that. He has no reason to rejoice. But Israel, that we have a redeemer. We have a propitiation for our sins. It ought to cause us in this seasonal time to rejoice greatly and bring the offering before Yahweh, the sacrifice, Torah unto Yah. Hallelujah. There are many extreme things that are taking place in the earth. Many are losing their balance. The light of Yahshua shines not in their lives. I received a telephone call last night as I sat, as I had time to study scripture, look over things that refreshes my memory and bring things back to memory of the greatness of Almighty Yahweh, his Gadol, and that is exceedingly above and beyond the expression of man. For his greatness is not equivalent to what we call great. It is the Gadol, the magnificent might and the power of Yah that is expressed in Yahshua HaMashiach, that the life of his Torah was made alive for Israel in flesh, that we could see the dynamics and the power of the Torah of Yahweh that brings unto Israel an excellent Mishra'eh government, that brings them into the presence of Yah, because it brings the fullness of his power unto Israel. We walk in the Torah, his statutes, his ordinance that he has ordained for his seed. For his ordinance pleases him. And he's given them unto us that he may take great delight in Israel. And even when we fall, he has given us a kippur, a kafar, an atonement, a reconciliation unto him. And when we understand the dynamics of this reconciliation, it will cause the love of Israel to be exceedingly fat, and the tears of joy will flow. When you see, when it seems as though you're all alone, it will cause you to delight greatly in the fellowship of the Abba and his son Yahshua HaMashiach. As I sat there last night, there was one that called. A sister that had called in the past, very distraught. Her story was very sympathetic. My heart went out to the sister because of her great battles. She has no one of the natural kinsmen. Mother is dead. Her father. She has not seen her daughter in 5 years. Her daughter As she and her husband were divorced, wanted to live with the husband. He married another woman. Did not want the daughter there. And so she moves in with them. And her natural father put her out on the streets. The mother doesn't know where she's at. Hasn't seen her. Whether she's alive. Whether she's dead. And so she called me to say, Pastor Roberts, I'm going to end it all. I have talked with the pharmacist. I don't want to do it in a way that I will become a vegetable, that someone has to take care of me. Life is miserable. It is hard. It is so complex, Pastor Roberts. And so I know what I need to do, that I can remedy all of the circumstances. My reply to her, you cannot remedy it that way. There is no remedy in that avenue. We must take it before the feet of Yeshua to the throne of Almighty Yahweh. You don't understand the power of a spirit of that nature. That it had captivated her, that the reality of that was going to be played out this day. That there was no reason to live. My reply, because Yeshua lives in Israel. If he does not live in you, you cannot face the circumstances of tomorrow. You cannot deal with the perplexities of tomorrow. Because Yeshua lives in Israel. And we can face the opposition, the trials and the afflictions that we shall endure if Yah permits us on tomorrow. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't think that there are many that think like that. You would be surprised of how that spirit plays in the minds of many, that we want to end it. There is a way to end it, and we all can end it. By destroying, impelling the nature of this vile flesh that opposes the Torah of Yahweh, that resists the commands, the mitzvah of the Most High, that we allow the power of His Torah to break down and to destroy every natural element of our mind. That we may walk in the order of our Abba and please Him in everything that we do. Why? Because there is an atonement for Israel. There is a kafah, a covering, a cleansing, a purging, a price, a propitiation, the fullness, the exchange for us, for our sins. That is what the dam of Yeshua does. It says, here's the price of all of their sins. Now this dam is the exchange of the weight or the guilt of the charge of every sin. So he is the blood that covers and redeems them. There is nothing that can pay the price for our sins. We can celebrate this Yom Kippur in all kinds of celebratory events. But it must be a reality in our minds, in our ruach, that Yeshua is the kafar. He is the reconciliation for Israel unto Yah. That's why Yah gave him for the price of the sin of the whole world. And if Israel rejects this reconciliation, then the world has no understanding of the power of this reconciliation. And so we can end the oppression and the battles of our flesh by destroying it and impelling it, the lusts of our flesh, our ruah, the spirit that dwells in us, and our flesh as well. And we can begin to perfect the order of the Torah of Yah within our life. We have too many things that impede us and prevent us from moving on into the excellence of Almighty Yahweh. the natural man or the state of the carnal mind of man, it is enmity against the Torah of Yah. Does not delight in it. We must delight in the Torah, this living Torah, Yahshua, that there's a law in him that paid the price for our sins. And we take that so nonchalantly, it doesn't create this great euphoric within Israel. Something is twisted in our minds. Something is dangerously wrong with us. And we are missing the mark completely. This is Yahweh's time. This is Yah proving himself that the dam of Yahshua is the atonement. And he causes us on this specific day to come and to recognize it with a great celebratory time of the greatness of this magnitude of the dam, the blood of Yahshua. I want to point out what Scripture says concerning this time, and I want to begin in Vayera, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 16. And it says in the Torah of Yah, verse 29, this is the yearly gathering of the Moed, the Chag of Almighty Yahweh. It has no expiration at all. Yah says, as he instructed unto Moshe, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29. Yahweh says, and this shall be a hook, a stature, a limitation, an instruction. And he said, forever, not for some short duration. He said, this shall be applicable today, and 1,000 years away it shall still be as applicable now as it is today. It has great importance, Israel. I know the mindset of this religious whore that tries to destroy everything, and that is what comes forth out of the mind of Israel. We want to fraternize with our flesh and try to hold on to the spiritual things. It doesn't work that way at all. So he commanded unto Moshe, as Moshe spoke unto Israel, he says that this shall be a statute forever to you. He identifies the month. He says in the seventh month, in the Sheba, in the seventh month, and on the tenth day of the Musa, the month, you shall afflict your nephesh, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or whether it be a stranger that sojourns or travels in your country. He said there must be an affliction, an honor of one's nephesh, that the breath that is in us and the life that is in us, we must understand the value of the importance of the life of Yahshua that dwells in us. So the affliction is one is denying the elements of our flesh, not allowing our flesh to rule and dominate its will upon us at all. So there must be a total annihilation of the will of one, that the purpose of Yahweh may shine excellent in us. It is one thing that the natural mind wars against the Torah of Yah, because it is the natural mind is carnal. It cannot understand, or the light cannot shine through this carnal mind. That's why we must be renewed in the Ruach, or the spirit of our mind. We must have the mind of Yahshua. We must let that dwell in us. And so Yah says, in order for this light, or the power of this truth, to shine in an excellent way, you cannot give room to your flesh to rise up, to dominate, to control, to demand, and to command of you. So if we understand this as we come to this time, that it can be a daily thing, It was a thing to show Israel if we walk in the light and the spiritual power of the Torah of Yah, then we are walking continuously in the atonement, the cleansing and the purging of sin from our minds. We will not sin against Yah. We will not transgress against His Torah. There will be no willingness to defy Him. There will be a delight to reverence, to honor, and to obey Him. And that's what we must do, Israel. He gives us the precise day, the specifics of the time, the precise month. He tells us when this shall be. He says the first order of business, we must afflict. And we know that in scripture, in my study, when David and the nobles would afflict themselves, it would always begin with the fasting or the denying of the flesh of the thing that it relished more than anything. Now, I know that it does not say that here in Wayira, but if we search out the chronology of what affliction is, we will see that it is a form of fasting, sitting in sackcloth and ashes, that the flesh does not represent the beauty of the inward part of man. It is a process of humbling the flesh and drawing it down from its arrogant perch that it thinks that it is mighty. The works that Yahshua did, they are mighty. And there are no other works that are mightier than the works of Yahshua HaMashiach. It is the living power of the Torah of Yah to keep Israel in the way of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what the word of Yahweh does. It is the word of Yah made alive in Israel. He said, these are the things that you should do. In verse 30, he says, for on that day, shall the Kohan, the priest, he shall make an atonement, this kafah, this covering that purges us. And Yahshua is the covering of Israel. It makes reconciliation. It covers us with pitch as he commanded Noach to pitch the ark. And so what the pitch is, it is the dam of Yahshua. It is the blood that covers us. As the blood covers the offering sheet of Almighty Yahweh. That's what the dam of Yahshua does. And so when one sees us, it sees the pitch of the blood of Yahshua that covers us. And they cannot see the imperfections of lawlessness and sinfulness that operates in the midst of Israel. He said the Kohan, and Yahshua is the chief. He's the Gadol. He is the great Kohan, the high priest, or the one that makes the offerings for Israel. There's only one offering for Israel, and that is the blood offering. We find that fulfilled and complete in Yahshua. We will be in a dismal mess if we all had to get us a lamb today, would we not? Without spot or without blemish, we will be in trouble in this hour. And so Yahweh gave us the perfect lamb without spots or blemish. It takes a mind that is not carnal to comprehend this. This cannot be rationalized within the context of the carnal mind. This has to be spiritually revealed unto us. And the only way it is revealed unto us, we must have one essence. We must have faith, emunah, to believe it. If we do not believe it, it will prosper us nothing. If we do not have confidence and assurance in what Yah speaks unto us, it will profit us nothing. We're lost and wicked, and full of our iniquitous ways. We have no atonement at all. Hallelujah. And Yahshua, he makes this kafah, this atonement for you. For what? To cleanse you. To wash us. To cleanse us. That you may be clean from all your sins before Almighty Yahweh. I'm glad. That's why I rejoice in Yahshua. that it is by the power of this blood of Yeshua, by faith, that it cleanses me from all of my sins, that I can present unto Yahweh an offering that is kadosh, set apart, clean, for the service of Yah, for the acceptance of Almighty Yahweh. It is the blood, Yisrael, that cleanses us, and it still takes the blood. It still takes the blood. Sacrifices and offerings are well, but it still takes the blood of Yeshua to cleanse and to appropriate unto us the necessities that we need to overcome the powers of hell, that we sin not against Yah. We transgress not against the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. It still takes the blood of Yeshua. And I'm glad that the blood of Yeshua never changes. It never changes. It still cleanses and washes away sins. You know, it was even under the Torah of Moshe, they offered the offerings unto Yah the Kohan for the cleansing of Israel. But they had to go back yearly to be cleansed of their sins. It is the continuous power or the spitting of the blood of Yeshua that keeps us cleansed and pure in the sight of Yah, that we are justified by faith in obedience unto the word of Almighty Yahweh. We must have the emunah to be justified. No other way are we going to be justified. And so the Kohan, Yeshua is the Gadol, the great Kohan, the high priest of Almighty Yahweh. And so when he sees the sins of Israel, he sees the banner, this love offering that was given to make the propitiation or the price paid in the fullness for their sins. And so Yah says, I will set aside a day in the year that you will come into Jerusalem and you will bring your offerings of praises and your offerings and your gifts unto me, that you may let the world know how, what I have done, how I have done it. And there's a gladness in your love and an appreciation that is beyond all expectation. And so when the stranger sojourns in the land, he will ask, what is the reason of this celebratory event? And they can explain, it's because of the dam, the cleansing atonement of the blood of Yeshua. Well, you must explain that to me. You must have faith. And the way you're going to have faith, I must teach you this, that you may understand it, and it may become sounded and rooted in your inward parts. It must be rooted in us, Yisrael. We can't take it lightly. If it's three of us or two, we're going to keep the mu'ants of Almighty Yah, because He has commanded this. He said, of all my mu'adim, this one, there's a grave penalty. When you reject that, there's a great penalty when we reject the dam of Yeshua. When the atonement of Yeshua is rejected, then what is our atonement? There is no other atonement at all. There is no other cleansing at all, periods. So it still takes the dam, the blood of Yeshua. And it still takes that to make us free. Because when the Gadol Kohan would come out of the veil beyond the Kadosh, the Kodesh beyond the Kodesh, then they knew their sins were forgiven, because he had to be right to go beyond the veil. Hallelujah. And so Yeshua has, he has rent the veil in half, that we may stand in the presence of Almighty Yahweh, pitch in the covering of the dam of Yeshua. And so when he sees us, he sees the blood. As he said, the death melaka over Mizraim, when he saw, he did not see who was in the house. He saw the dam. He saw the pitching of the door and the covering of the doorpost. And so when he sent his melak out, he must see the cleansing. He must see the dam, the blood of Yeshua. We know that he has passed and caused us to rejoice. This is the atonement, the Kippur of Yah, that we appreciate. The atonement that Yeshua paid for our sins in reconciling us bringing us back. A lost runaway people, driven by the powers of hell, minds twisted, hearts darkened, no vision at all. And yet it was the offering of that dumb that poured out on that stake at Calvary. And it was sufficient to succor us, to help us, and bring us back to the presence of Yah. Come on, Israel. We got to get in the presence of Yah. In the presence of Yah, there's fullness of His joy. In His right hand, there are pleasures. In the hand of Yahshua, there are pleasures unto Israel. We take great delight in the pleasure of Yahshua. Hallelujah. And it pleased the Abba to offer Him up for our transgressions. We ought to be exceedingly appreciative. We ought to have a kasindra of a barak unto Yah, a praise that is sincere and that is real. Hallelujah. He said that you may be cleansed from all of your sins, that you may be Yisrael Kafa. You may be purged and cleansed, that there may be an atonement for all of your sins. I want to say that even Shaul, I want you to hold that. But I want to take us through a journey through the renewed covenants of the power of this reconciliation for Israel unto Yah. He says here, Shaul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. He says to Israel, and all things are of Yahweh. He made the tov and He made the rough. He made life and He made death. And He tells us to choose life. But all things, my brothers and sisters, are of Yahweh. Yahweh has kafar, He has reconciled us. Yahweh has reconciled us. He says all things are of Yahweh. And Yahweh has reconciled us to Himself by Yahshua HaMashiach and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He has given unto Israel the ministry and the work of reconciliation. Yahweh, do you all hear that? He has reconciled us unto Him. I don't think we understand that. I don't think the word of Yah's reality unto us. For He has reconciled, He has kafar, He has brought us back. He has covered us. That's what Yah has done. He has reconciled us unto Himself. For He take delight in Israel, His election. He has reconciled us unto Himself. By Yahshua HaMashiach. And not only that, He has given unto His called ones that He has elected and imparted the gifts of the ministry of reconciliation, that we may understand this great reconciliation to bring us back, to the bosom of the Abba, that He may feed us with the sincere milk of the power of this truth of Yahshua. And nurture us that we may grow up and be strong calves in the stall of Yah. Within the context of His Torah and walking in the confines of His statutes and the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. Yeah. Yahshua has brought us back. He has brought us back unto Yah. And it was Yahweh that gave that offering to bring us back. Yeah. Oh, the Kohan offered up thousands of pigeons and goats and bullocks, but did not bring the mind back unto Yah. It was a celebratory event for the moment. We celebrate each day in Yahshua because we know that we are brought back. And there's nothing like being brought back home where you can enjoy the riches of the Almighty, the riches of His emunah, the riches of His knowledge, the riches of the wealth of His shalom, and the riches of Almighty Yah. He has reconciled Israel. Yahweh has reconciled. He has kafar us to Himself by Yahshua HaMashiach, given us the gift of the ministry of reconciliation. For what? To wit, to affirm that Yahweh, do you all hear this? That Yahweh was not in. That Yahweh what? Was in who? In Yahshua HaMashiach. For what? Reconciling the world to Himself. Not charging or imputing their transgressions to them. And has committed to us. He has committed to us, Israel, the word of reconciliation. When one commits, then they are committed. There is an affirmation there. There is a sincerity there. There is a realness that He has committed unto us. And so that's why He brings us to this time, this Yom Kippur, this day of atonement, this day of reconciliation, that it may be a memorial in the mind of Israel, that it is a continuous celebratory event in our daily walk, in our daily lives, because we know that it is Yahweh, in Yahshua, it is the word of Yah, in that clay vessel that has reconciled us unto Himself. He has brought us back. And the only thing that will bring us back to the bosom of Yah, it is a living Torah. It is the truth that all opposition can rise up against it, but it cannot bring it down to the gutters of hell. That's why the power of Torah went down into the gates of hell and defied death and the sting of death and sin. We will not be tormented by death. We will not be terrorized by death. As many were before us, were terrorized by death. They were afraid. We have no fear of death. Hallelujah. Because it is the delight of Yah in the death, in the mutha of His kiroshim. Those are elected and called by Almighty Yahweh. So Yahweh has given His integrity, His word, to tell us that the power of His word in this earthly tabernacle can constrain us from the law of depravity and sinfulness of iniquity. That we can walk in the light of His Torah. And we can have a great delight in His Torah. And so He brings us to this more, to this Migrah, this feast day. That calls us with a great celebratory mindset. That we rejoice in Yahshua. Because we know that the power of Yahweh was in Yahshua. I don't care what the world says, but the power of Yah was in Yahshua, His word. Yahshua said, the words that I declare to you, they are ruach. It is the life of Yah, the spirit, and their truth. They are spirit and they are life. And that's what the word of Yah does, and that's what Yahshua was. He's the life of the word of Yah. He's the life of the Torah, Israel. You cannot reconcile unto Yah but by His Torah. And Yahshua is that living Torah. That brings us back to Yah. That we can drink the sincere wisdom of the word of Yah. And that we can grow by it. And be strong to combat the forces of hell. And the opposition that war against our mind. I don't care if it's a suicidal demon. Or an oppressive power that comes from hell. We can resist it. We submit ourselves unto the Torah of Yah. And we have the power to resist the enemy. And he must flee. We must submit unto the Torah, unto the government of Yah, the Mishirah. We cannot submit unto the law of our flesh. We must submit ourselves unto the Mishirah, the Torah, or the government of Yah. Because His government is tzaddik, as the committee read unto us. His Torah is tzaddik, is righteous, is full of the lawfulness of Almighty Yahweh. But what can I do? You can do all things that the Torah brought us. And in your lifetime, you cannot fulfill them all. It brings great pleasure and great delight in us. What it does, hallelujah. And so this atonement, this great reconciliation that Yah has granted unto us in this day of afflicting, of an awe, afflicting ourselves, denying our flesh, denying our will, denying our cravings. My Israel, what is that? To bring it under subjection unto the Torah of Yah, unto the life of Yeshua that's in us, the power, the will of Yah in us. That's what we must do. Hallelujah. It does not convey some form of self-righteousness. It conveys what Yah commands us to do. It conveys unto Yah an obedience. For obedience is better than sacrifice. So He wants us to obey Him and do what the Torah commands us to do. And in that we will find ourselves strengthened. We will find ourselves walking in the power of this light of Yeshua HaMashiach. And it becomes real, more real to us today as the days pass. The days, the hours, the seconds pass. He becomes more real unto us. And our rejoicing will not be phony. It will be real. It will be real. It would not be because I command or one commands us to rejoice. We will rejoice in Yeshua, and again, we will rejoice always. That's what we will do because of this great atonement, this kafar. The price paid for our sins. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors. We are statesmen and daughters of Keziah, and we are states people. We are ambassadors. We carry the mantle of Yeshua HaMashiach. As though Yahweh did beg or beseech you by us, we pray you in HaMashiach stead. And He says unto the Israelite brothers, be ye reconciled, be ye kafar unto Yah. Let the atonement of Yeshua bring you back to Yah. Let this atonement, this Kippur, bring us back to Almighty Yahweh. For Yeshua has reconciled Israel back unto the Abba. Now this hour, the time, this day is one that is great for us. It is one that I love all to appreciate with great appreciativeness unto Yah with praises and Torah to show our appreciation. It still takes the blood of Yeshua to reconcile us. It still takes that. And Shaul speaks so profoundly in the book of Romans. He says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, and I want to skip down to verse 9 after that. He says, for when we were without strength, we've never been in that condition, have we? For when we were without the strength of the Word of Yah, when we were weak, without any kind of strength, in due time, Yeshua HaMashiach, He died for the wicked, the unrighteous, those that were Torah lustness, those that had not the Torah of Yah. When He found us, we did not have a Torah of righteousness in us. There was no Tzaddik in us at all. Our righteousness was as filthy as we were. We were pitched with whoredom and sin. Every kind of unclean, vile thing came forth out of us. There was nothing that was right in us, Israel. But in due time, Yeshua died. He died for us that were wicked. Russia, we were criminals against the stake of Yah. We denounced Him. We rejected Him. And yet in due time, before even we were formed in our mother's bellies, Yeshua had paid the price for all of our sins. That Yah saw us even before we even saw Him. He knew, because there is no time before Yahweh, that He had elected you, that the blood, the dam of Yeshua would cover you for all of your sins. It was His election. It was the election of Almighty Yahweh. It was not your choosing. It was not your Ima, your Avats, or Kinsma. It was Yahweh's choosing. He had elected. He knew that we were wicked. He knew that we were vile. He knew that we were unstable. He said, but in time, Israel, there shall be an offering that I shall lay myself before all to be exposed, to be criticized, to be ostracized. But there shall be life that come forth out of the vessel that I have prepared for your sins. And to make the atonement. Well, Michael could have said to Yah, I will go, but he said, not so. You cannot do it. Gabriel said, I will go. He said, you're splendid in your beauty and your excellence, but you cannot atone for them. It must be me. It must be my words and what I speak that brings them back to me, that they believe what I say and they have great confidence in what I say. That is what this living power of the word of Yah in Yahshua was. It was to show us the extreme power of Almighty Yahweh. Show us His Ruach, His great power to break every shackle. To break the bondages. Now when He speaks unto us, that we only have faith of the grain of a mustard seed to believe it, then it will do great things in our lives. That's all He wants us to have, just a little scintillar of faith to believe it. And to act upon it. How do we act upon it? Just trust what Yah says. It doesn't take no specific works, you going out and trying to prove it. It simply takes you believing it and trusting that. You will not let it go. You will hide it in the treasures of the treasures He has placed in you. You will not let it go. You will hold fast. Death, you still hold fast. In the midst of perils, you still hold fast. Hunger, you still hold fast. For Yah shall bring it to pass. That's why He said in due time. See, He had set the time. He had set the atonement for our sins. So in due time, He knew that Yahshua would die for our sins in due time. But my dues are due in due time. He paid the dues, Yahshua paid the dues for our sins. Hallelujah. Drop down to verse 9. He says in verse 9 of Romans 5, He said, much more than, this is all right here. He said, much more than, being justified, being made right, Sadiq, by the dam, by the blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Yahshua. We're saved from the wrath of Yah. Come on, Israel. We are saved from the wrath of Yah through Yahshua. You must come through the blood. You must be washed in the blood. You're not coming through some kind of religious practices by some prophet, nor be. You must come through the blood. We are saved by the blood. We are reconciled by the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. We are saved. We are Yahshach. We are saved from His wrath through Him. For if, and I find myself here, and I have been an enemy of Yah, I have fought against Him. That's what the enemy does. That's what the enemy does. He fights. And Oyeb, you fight. You never found yourself fighting against what was right? Fighting against the truth? Fighting against Yah's instructions? His correction? Swelling up in your mind? Hallelujah. So we think that it's simply a problem when we're in sin. Oh, it applies when we're in sin, but it applies today too. Why? Because we have all fallen short. We have all sinned and fallen short of the splendor and the excellence of Yah. You know what the splendor and the excellence of Yahweh is that the light and the excellence of Yahshua to shine in us. And that is the power of His Torah, His living truth. To work the excellence of the power of Yahweh in us. It is the word of Yahweh that works in us. That change, cleanse and eradicates every unclean thing out of us. That's why we must have the imunah, the faith. We must hear the word of Yah. That's why he set the orders in his bayat, his house. He established. He established the Shilishim, the Nobi, the teachers and the evangelists and the pastors to bring about the perfect order of his Torah in Israel. There will become a great delight with great rejoicing in us. When we realize this great atonement that has been paid for our sins. But when we were enemies, when we were enemies. You see, we read, but we don't read. It says this. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yahweh by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. The assurance of our reconciliation is that he got up from death. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then our emunah is in vain. If there is no atonement for our sins that will bring us up in the resurrection, whether we are dead or alive, then we have no hope at all. It is a false disillusion, a practice that we operate in. For if when we were enemies, we will reconcile unto Yah. In due time, when we were enemies, he sent forth the life of Yahshua, that death would ensue him, even when we were enemies, to reconcile us. Enemies being reconciled unto Yah. We rose up in the flagrant acts of our sins and the defiance of Almighty Yahweh. We were enemies. And we have practiced that with our own sword drawn against Yah, against the right way. And it has produced death and sickness and depravity in our mind. Even so, we are saved. We are saved by the life of Yahshua. Because he lives, I'm saved, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all doubts are gone. Because Yahshua lives, I know what the future holds for Israel. It is because he lives. And because he is alive in this Kippur, this atonement is alive in Israel, we can rejoice in the great price that has been paid for our sins. Hallelujah. The bullock couldn't do it. It was just a fair thing that caused them to, when the bullock was offered, they forgot it the next day. Because we have the mind of Yahshua. We're in constant reminder, our pure mind stirred up by way of remembrance of this great schafa, this atonement. So that's why it is imperative for Israel to gather in Jerusalem, where we've been birthed from above. We have the birth of Almighty Yahweh from above, that we may celebrate Yahweh's events and Yahweh's times that he has set apart for us to gather and to celebrate with an excitement of the great works that were done in the body of Yahshua in death and life for Israel. And because he lives, we are saved, Israel. That's all right by me. Because he lives, I know I can face the obstacles of death and what comes tomorrow. And I know death comes tomorrow. So we can face it, Israel. We are saved because he lives. We are reconciled. He says here in verse 11, and not only so, but we also boast. And we are boasting now. We are celebrating. We boast in Yahweh. How? Through our Master Yahshua HaMashiach. By whom? We have now, not tomorrow. What is now? Now is the acceptable time of Yah. Now. The now just passed. So we enter another now. By whom? We now. Will I sin, but we now. I've fallen, Yah, but we now. I've gone astray, but now. I have failed you, but now. Now. By whom we have now. Now receive the kafar, the atonement. The atonement for all of our sins. Even when we fail, Yah. Even when we come short. By whom, Yahshua? By whom now? But Yah, I feel so miserable, the things I've done. But by the atonement and the reconciliation of Yahweh in Yahshua for Israel unto Him. And so Yahshua, and Yah is always, He's a now. The old song says He may not come when you want to, but He's always on time. He's always now. So now are we reconciled. Now is our atonement assured through Yahshua HaMashiach. We have atonement, Israel. So that's why this is an hour that ought to cause us to rejoice greatly. We should not be cast down in situations that have arisen that have caused us to be burdened. We should not bring any burdens on this great day, in this great hour. Rejoice in Yahshua. Hallelujah. There's nothing greater than Yah. There's no problem. No circumstance or situation that Yah cannot handle. He holds the earth, all the waters of the earth in the palm of His hand. Man. Hallelujah. And not one drop evaporate or He loses one drop. So if He can do that, He holds us. He holds the waters in His hands. But He holds Israel in His love. That's why He has reconciled us unto Him by His heart. And His word is His heart. And that's why He has put His Torah in the heart of Israel. Where no sin, rebellious against Him, shall reside in us. This reconciliation is for us. This kafar. This covering of our sins, I am glad. Come on, Israel. I've done things that I'm so ashamed of, and I would never tell my wife. I've done things that were vile and wicked. I'm glad that it's covered. Yah has pitched it so. Yah has pitched it so that there's no remembrance of it. It's almost taking paint or pitch over something. And you paint it, so I guarantee you can paint these blocks here that you can't even see. You can't even see where the joints of the head joints are. And so that's what Yah has done in all of our wickedness, Israel. Come on. It was the blood, the dam of Yahshua that pitched over us. That there is a remembrance of our sins and our wicked ways to hold us in captivity and bondage. Yahshua, the atonement, has made us free. We will not be bound by that. Hallelujah. In all of that, I was an enemy, so were we. And yet in due time, Yah had the offering for our sins. Well, the bullock couldn't do it because you will leave and you will be reminded of your sins. But He has pitched us. The covering, the kafar of the dam of Yahshua is sufficient. And it wipes away the sins of our minds and all the scars of sins. It brings the healing. It closes in the gaps. It fills in the mortared places that the spatula has not reached. He fills us. He doesn't leave us empty. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave Israel empty. He fills us. That's why this hour, this day is a great time unto Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We are reconciled. The atonement, the kafar, Yahshua, the price paid for all Israel. That we are free from the shackles and the bondage of darkness. But Pastor Robert, you read all that, but that has nothing to do with Torah. I want you to turn here with me. And don't forget that we're going to go back to Vayera, Leviticus 16. But I want to read this from Leviticus chapter 6, Vayera 6:30. This is what the Torah teaches. There must be a blood offering for the sin of Israel. Hallelujah. It says in Vayera, Leviticus 6:30, Yah says this, I love this. He says, and no sin offering from which any other dam is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to make reconciliation, to make kafar, to make atonement, he says, in the kadosh place shall be eaten. It shall be burned in the fire. You see, Yahshua says that his blood is drink indeed. He said, no blood shall be brought in for the sin offering, that it shall be eaten. It is the blood that cleanses and washes and purges us from all of our sins, Israel. It is the meat of the word of Yah that we eat and we drink and we receive this atonement, this kafar, the blood of Yahshua, to cleanse us from all of our sins. So there had to be a sin offering. There had to be a blood atonement for the sin of Israel. And it had to be handled carefully. And it had to be brought in the kadosh place of Yah. So we come to his house on this Yom Kippur. We come with our lives stained with the dam, the blood of Yahshua. Pitch. We're covered. It is the blood of Yahshua that covers our sins. That there is no power of sin to rise up and to bring us into the bondage of sin and the captivity of sin. It is the blood. When one left Gadol or the Kohan, after atonement, one rejoiced greatly because they knew that they were cleansed. Because he had come out of the veil and he had said unto Israel, you are cleansed. And your sins are forgiven. As Yahshua said to the woman that had been caught in adultery, he says to her, go and sin no more. They brought her to the one that was only able to give her atonement. And so Yah has brought us to Yahshua. You cannot come unto the Abba but by the Son. No man can come unto him unless he draws a man. He in Yahshua brought us unto him how by the power of a word that was alive and that was full of his name, his truth, to bring us to him. He fed us with the bread of life. He said, come on. He said, come on and eat this bread, you won't die. Come on and drink this blood, you shall never see death. You shall pass from this life into the eternal kingdom of Almighty Yah. And so the atonement, the kafar, the reconciliation, we must have that Israel and the Torah. No sin, no sin is purged and cleansed without the offering of the dam, the bloods. And our sins are not cleansed without the offering of Yahshua HaMashiach. It is the blood offering that reconcile us, as the Torah says. The blood offering, it is special. And so is the dam of Yahshua. Shaul says in Colossians. Look what it says, Colossians. Chapter 1. This astounds me every time I read this. In Colossians 1:19. As the offering of the dam of Yahshua brings the reconciliation unto Israel. Shaul says here in Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 19, for it pleased, it satisfied, it thrilled my wretched things that we were in due time. But listen, for it pleased the Abba that in him Yahshua should all the fullness dwell. And having made shalom through the blood of his stake, by him, she was by that blood, by him, reconcile some things to himself, all things. Yah Mother Dam of Yahshua reconciled all things to himself by him. I say whether there were things in the earth or things in Hoshemayim. He said, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, has this precious blood, has Yahba Yahshua, has he kafar reconciled us? Even though we were alienated and enemies in our minds against Almighty Yah, it is by that atonement of the blood. Listen, Israel. I don't care how our natural minds think. It is by that atonement of the blood we'll reconcile unto Yah. It was by that offering of Shalom, the prosperity, the fullness of Yah in that offering on the stake, that he has reconciled us in Yahshua. In Yahshua. That we are brought back to the bosom of Yah. We're alienated. We're enemies in our mind by wicked works and wicked devices. We're alienated. Enemies of Yah. But in due time, Yahshua died even for us. Even though Yah knew we were enemies, he sent him for his enemies. He says for us to hate our enemies. He said, love your enemies. We were enemies of Yah. He loved us, even though we were enemies. He still loved us. Poverty upon the power of his reconciliation unto Israel. We don't rejoice in that. Something is wrong with us. He laid his integrity on the line. And everything that he was worth to reconcile enemies and those that were alienated from him by wicked works and wicked devices. Come on, Israel. As we understand the power and the works of Yahshua, we can understand the importance of this little time that he sets aside to say, remember me. Remember me. Remember me in my season. Come on, our minds during the day, we don't remember Yah. So he says, afflict your body. Keep your mind on me. You got to afflict yourself to keep your mind on Yah. You got to destroy your body because it's talking 90 yards a minute. It's going everywhere, way but the right way. You got to afflict this mess. You got to make it humble. You got to make it shut up. You got to make it, you got to draw it down. Shut up, flesh. You got to put a loop around it and draw the loop tight. That's what you must do. He has reconciled us, Israel. He has brought us back to his bosom. And he may tenderly watch over us and take care of us. Yahweh cares for Israel. Ma, it was such a great hava that he says, I know what I must do. And that is trying to express it in the logics of man. Yah knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning. But I'm trying to express that we can see the value and the importance of what he has done for us. Our minds, when a mind is alienated, it is a mind that is turned against. It is a mind that cannot receive. And yet, we're enemies in our minds. He still sent forth a propitiation, the price to be paid in full, to kafar, to bring us back, that we would be covered. But they have sinned, but he's covered. I'll pay the cover charge. That's what Yahshua did. He paid the cover charge. There are places you go and they say, there's a cover charge. How much is it? Well, it's $1 or $10 or $10,000. Yahshua said, I paid the cover charge. The powers of hell accuse us before Yah. Yahshua says, the dumb pays the cover charge. It is the price of the blood of Yahshua pays the cover charge. He covers us. It is the blood of Yahshua that covers us and cover all of our transgressions. All of our sins, Israel. Come on, we rise up with Yah when our minds becomes carnal. And they began to practice carnality. We're enemies against Yah. And yet the dumb of Yahshua said, I cover that. I paid the price. He has paid the price in full. And told Yah for digging in and reading that is the propitiation. The price completely paid. There's nothing else owed. Nothing else. It is the dam that has paid every price. It has paid the price. We fall. Yahshua says, covered. Covered. It is covered. It is kafar. Covered. And that is what the kafar, the atonement, the reconciliation of Yah, it covers us. It covers us. That's just like working a job. And you make a mistake and someone says, I got you covered. I've covered it for you. Don't worry about it. That's what Yahshua does when we fall. He says, covered. Covered. I've got you covered. And so Yah brings us to this very explosive time of the season that we may understand the value and the importance that it caused our hearts to be filled with such fatness of rejoicing at the shalom of Yah. Now the riches of Yah. Shalom, his riches. Great wealth. Hallelujah. Because we know that it still takes the dam. The precious dam of Yahshua to cleanse us. And to wash us from all of our sins. Now let me read this. In Vayera. I want to go back to Leviticus 8 and 14. Now you still hold that 16. But I want to go back here to Leviticus 8 and verse 14. Yahshua, the offering. Yahshua's offering of consecration. To make us cleanse. But it says here in the Torah. Leviticus 8, 14. And he brought a bullock for the sin offering, and a haran, and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and slew it. You see that? And killed it. They impaled it. And Moshe took the dam, and he put it upon the horn of the altar round about with his finger. And purified. You tell me that purified? Purified the altar. And poured the dam at the bottom of the altar. And he sanctified it or set it apart to make reconciliation upon it. Do you all hear that? Yeah. To make kafar atonement upon the altar. Yahshua is the altar of Israel. We can bow at the feet of Yahshua HaMashiach. And Yahshua, even in this natural act here, we can see where Yahshua, brothers and sisters, he took on the nature of man. He did not take on the strength of a Melech. He did not take on the strength of the ark or the power for Melechim. He took on the nature and the strength of man for the purpose to let us see the power of the works of Yah by the revelation of His Word, His Torah, His truth. Now, this is what Moshe, as he spoke unto Israel, the sequence of the offering and the atonement for Israel. Jahu speaks to us in Ibrahim, Hebrews. Hallelujah. The necessity of the office of the Kohan. God told all the high priests, for there must be one to make the offering. Yahshua made the offering for our sins. As Moshe set apart or sanctified the altar, so has Yahshua, that we can come before the altar of Yah. Hallelujah. Where in the tabernacle now, on your knees, on the ground, on your knees, wherever you are, you can just drop. Because it is the altar is set apart by the blood offering. And Moshe took his fingers and he placed it upon the altar. And he poured the dam around the altar of Almighty Yahweh. And that's what Yahshua did when the dam began to drip and to wash away our sins, and the weight of our sins began to dissipate. Then everything about us became clean. Our minds, our thoughts, our hands. We could lift up hands that were clean and not hands full of sin and wickedness. We could lift up clean hands unto Almighty Yah. Just in Ibrahim. Shaul speaks to us. Hebrews 2:14. Take this to heart, Israel. It says in Hebrews 2:14, far as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and dam, the blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And through death he might destroy him that had power of death, Shortan. That is Shortan. 2:15, and deliver them, us, who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You fear death, you're going to be subject to bondage. You're going to be bound. You have no confidence in Yah. None whatsoever. We say to death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because we shall rise again. We shall get up. Why? Because the word of Yah says so. For verily, he took not on himself the nature of Melech or Melechim, but he took of himself of the offspring or the zira, the seed of Abraham. So in every way, listen now, so in every way it behooved him to be made like his Israelite brothers, that he might be merciful, that Yeshua might be a merciful and a faithful Kohen Gadol in things pertaining to Yahweh. See, he had to be faithful. He had to do things right, so he was made like his brothers, the Israelites. He suffered, he endured, he was made. He did not take on the nature of Amalek. He took on the nature of his Israelite seed, an offspring of Abraham, that he felt the pains and the stings of death and the scourge of the Karanite's tail that beat his back. That he may be faithful concerning the things that pertain to Yah. For what reason? To make reconciliation, kafar, atonement for the sins of the people. He had to understand the plights and the agonies of Israel to cause their minds to turn against Yah when he speaks an instruction unto them. He had to. And if Yah came in the high position of a Melaka, nor no sin, he took upon all of our sins in that body as the offering to reconcile us unto the Abba. And so it was a shameful thing that even the word of Yah, that Yah, his integrity was put to test by a vile, degenerate people. We can't test Yah. We can't try the Ruach of Yah. I know what scripture says, try the Ruach. We know the Ruach of Yah bring forth fruits. When a man speaks by the Ruach of Yah, it will cause fruit to develop in our lives. It will lead us down the path that leads us unto the reconciliation of Yah. Bring us to the presence of His Hamashiach, Yeshua, that His blood will cover us. And we can stand in the presence of Yah. You must understand, brothers and sisters, in order to go to the Kohan, you have to have an offering for your sins. And so we must have a sin offering. And the only sin offering we got is the Dam of Yeshua. And that's why we don't get into the presence of Yah. Because we don't allow this covering, this kafar, the blood of Yeshua, to cover us. In the presence of Yah is fullness of joy. We must be kafar. We must be reconciled unto Yah. And that's what Yeshua has done. Verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted or tested, he is able. Yahweh is able, more than able. He is able to succor, to help us, them that are tempted or tried. See, He's able to help us. He has reconciled us, and He's able to help us, brothers and sisters. He is able to help us. Yeshua is able to help us. It is in the power of that reconciliation of Yah that He brought help unto us. So Yeshua knows our infirmities. He knows our plight. He knows our trials because He was tempted and tried. He took upon all of our infirmities. So He knows them all. He knows every last one of them. There's nothing that we need to tell Him because He yada. He has experience. He knows them, Israel. And that's why when we understand the power of this reconciliation, when we understand the depths of being reconciled unto Yah, we know that Yahshua Sakor, He helps us. We know that He will help us. It's not a question of if He will help us. We know that He will help us. We must understand this reconciliation. He reconciled us, Israel, for this purpose, to help us. He brought us back to help us. He brought us back to teach us. And His Torah helps us, Israel. We're not brought under the shackles and the bondage, the carnal philosophy of thinking. We're free. We're free in Yahshua. And we are so free that we shout it every day, I'm free. And I'm free indeed. For whom the Abba has made free is free. We are free, Israel. He knows how we've been tempted. He knows how we've been tried. He understands that, brothers and sisters. Yahweh does. And that's why He says to us concerning this time, back to Yira, Leviticus 16:31. Yah says, it shall be a Shabbat of rest to you. He's given this to us. You all see that? Leviticus 16:31. Yah says, it shall be a Shabbat, Shabbat Shabbaton to you. For rest, it should be a Shabbaton. It should be a time of rest to you. He says, and you shall not afflict your nephesh by a statute forever. He says, and the Kohan whom he shall anoint, and Yahshua is the higher, the Kohan Gadol for us, and whom he shall set apart or consecrate to minister in the Kohan's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes, even the kadosh garments. He shall make an atonement for the most kadosh place, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the kohan, and for all the people of the congregation. Yahshua has made the atonement for even the Kohan, those that walk in the priestly office to minister unto us the understanding of the Torah of Yah. He has made the atonement for the congregation and for the tabernacle as well. For our body is the tabernacle of Yah. It is where the rock of Yah dwells, where the Torah and the living power of Yahshua dwells in us. And that living power of Yahshua is the living Torah. That's simple. Hallelujah. It is not complex. It's easy to understand. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel. And this is seen in the provision of Yahweh Himself. This shall be an atonement. You shall make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And He did as Yahweh commanded Moshe. So we do as Yahweh commanded Moshe as we come to this time, this great offering unto Yah for the atonement for our sins. It is to be reverence of Yah and the power of His Hamashiach. For He has delivered us from all of our sins and all of our corruption and all of our wicked ways. Yahweh gives us in the book of Hebrews, Ibram, He gives us the assurance of this atonement. Look what He says in the 10th chapter, verse 19. He gives us assurance, Israel. Ibram 10:19. He says to us Hebrew Israelites, brothers and sisters, He says, having therefore, Israelite brothers, sisters, the elect of Yah, we have the boldness or the confidence, the strength to enter into the Makam Kadosh, Mother Dom of Yahshua. He says, we have the power to enter into the place that is Kadosh, into the presence of Yah, by Yahshua. He said, but we have by a renewed and a living way, which He has, Yah has, consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, the flesh of Yahshua. And having a Kohan, a priest, Hagadol, a high priest, of the Beats, of the Beit HaMikdash, of the house, the great tabernacle of Yahweh, he tells us this, let us, we have an atonement, Yisrael. He tells us, knowing that we have one that has made this great offering for us, and atoned for our sins, then let us draw near with a true love, a sincere love, with full assurance, or the most certain of your confidence in Yahweh, the full assurance of Emunah, faith, having our levim, our hearts, sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. We draw close with full assurance that our conscience has been sprinkled by the blood of Yahshua, and we have been washed in the pure water, the living words of Yah. This word by Emunah we believe. Listen, we believe that we have an atonement by the dam of Yahshua. So we have a pure water that washes or cleanses us, and we know that our sins are forgiven, and they're cast as far away from us as the east is from the west. We must have the full assurance of that. It is the thought of sin that keep us bound and making us doubt Yah Yisrael. Not because there's an atonement. I don't care what the enemy says. We can declare the atonement. The covering of Yahshua has covered my sins. There is an atonement. And I have the boldness to enter into the presence of Almighty Yah by the full assurance and the backing and the weight of His words. We have full assurance by the Emunah, by the faith of Yahweh. We have that full assurance, Almighty, but of Almighty Yahweh, and having the confidence that we need before Almighty Yahweh in the presence, in the spirit of Yahshua. And our bodies have been washed with this living truth, this word that He preaches unto us to establish our assurance. Emunah come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. And so He gives us assurance in this kafah, this atonement that He has granted unto Yisrael. He tells us this. Verse 23, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast, brothers and sisters, the profession of our Emunah without wavering. Without wavering. Why? Because for He is faithful, that promise. Yahweh is faithful. Yahweh is faithful. He knew that in due time, even though we were enemies, He had an atonement. Was He faithful in that? Was He faithful? Yahshua has paid the price. So let us hold fast the profession of our Emunah. For the price has been paid. The atonement, the reconciliation unto Yisrael is assured. And we rest in the assurance of that. And we boast mightily. And so that's why this hour we come. And we boast in the rejoicing. And with the Torah unto Yah. With the excellence of praises unto Yah. For the atonement of our sins. For this Yom Kippur. That we know that our reconciliation is sure in Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. What the bullocks and the asses could not do. Yahshua, He paid it all. And He has given us the full assurance. Now let us go from there. From this atonement, your sins are forgiven. You atone unto Yah. Now let us go in the full assurance. Let us go in the assurance of Emunah, the faith of Yah. Brothers and sisters, don't waver because of doubt. Don't waver because you've fallen. Go in the full assurance of the atonement. Don't waver because you've come short. We have the full assurance of the promises of Yahweh. If we waver not and doubt not the promises of Yahweh in Yahshua. May the strength of Yah rest upon all Yisrael. May this atonement of Yahshua be a great delight for us that are Levim rest in the assurance of the promises of Yah, because we know that he that has begun this tough work in us, he is faithful, and he shall finish it. He shall, that we walk in the perfect order of his Torah, and that is that we doubt nothing that Yahweh speaks unto us. May Yahshua rest in our bosom, the power of our resting in Yahshua, Yah in Yahshua, his word to reconcile us. It is the word that brings us back. It is the word that pleads with us, say, come on back, children. Come on, let me sprinkle you. But my mind is from you. That's all right. Let this blood sprinkle you. Come on, let the blood, come on, let Moshe, the blood, touch you and sanctify you. That is what make us justified before Yah. It is the Dam. We just have faith to believe it. We just have the emunah to believe it. Just believe it. I don't care how your mind rustles against you, believe it. I don't care how senseless it seems, believe it. Because it is the truth of Almighty Yah. May he barak you. May he strengthen you all. You are friends that are listening, that have joined us. Wherever you are, may the blessings of Yah rest upon you all. May the strength of Yahshua fill your life. I said to my sister last night, you have food, somewhere to live. Sister, Yah is greater than our circumstances. He's much greater than that. He has given you much. You got sisters. You got daughters. Come on. Let those that love Yah. You have a family. Trust Yah. I hope she's listening. Trust Yah. He is our health and our healer. He takes care of the sparrows. He watches over us. And I don't know how many sparrows there are, but it's beyond my ability to count. And all of us together, we could spend all of our lifetime, we would not count them all. All right? And Yah watches over them. They sow, nor do they reap, but our heavenly Abba takes care of them. And so will he take care of you as well, Yisrael. May he bless us and strengthen us as we take great delight in this Shabbat Shabbaton. And we will rest as Scripture commands us. No, and serve our labor. We will not work. I want to read this. Let me read this. Just listen to this. Yahweh takes this time very serious. I want to read this quickly. You can write this down and you'll read. It says in Vayera, Leviticus 23:26. I'll read this quickly. 23:26. It says here, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a young, that's Yom is day, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. It shall be a mikra, a kadosh, or kodesh, to you. It shall be set apart to you. He says, and you shall anah, you shall afflict, you shall humble yourself, you shall bow down yourself, you shall afflict your nefesh. And that is your entire being, your breath, your life. That's what the soul is, the nefesh. It is the entire substance of man. And offer an offering made by the fire to Yah. And our offering, it is the fire of the offering of praise. It is the fire of his living word in us. As Jeremiah says, the word of Yah is like fire shut up in my bone. So we offer that offering unto Yah. He has not changed. It's an offering of praises. It is a concentra of praises. That the fire that burned, that we can't stop. We can't be quiet. He says in verse 28, and he says, and you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a Yom Kippur, to make an atonement, a kafar, for you before Yahweh, your Abba. It is the covering and the cleansing of your sins, the forgiveness. It is the mercy. That's what Yahshua is. Isn't the mercy of Yah and the atonement of Yahshua? Were we not enemies? Were we not alienated in our minds? But he showed us mercy, didn't he? That's what atonement is. When you atone with someone, you show them mercy. He still talks to us, doesn't he? And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he told us tonight that you're his sons and his daughters, that he loves you. And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there. None other. See, everybody can sing that. Everybody can sing that. Hallelujah. He says in verse 29, for whosoever, listen now, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among the people, his people. And that's what Yah says. He said, the one that will not afflict themselves, they're just trying to satisfy the natural proclivity or the natural desire. He said, that one shall be cut off from among the people. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work that same day, that same soul, he did not say that Moshe, he said, I will destroy. So this is not something that we can take as a forest. He said, that same soul I destroy from among his people. So they admitted that when they come to the knowledge of his truth, they will not obey that. Then Yah, there's no life in them to produce fruit. And we know we need light to produce fruit. And so there's nothing to come forth out of him because Yah does that. He means what he says. Yahweh does not change. The severity of this is not, he doesn't say that about Peshaka. He said, but this time, this one, he said, I will cut that one off. And he cuts them off. It is a threat from Yah. It is not David Roberts. This is Yah. He said, you shall do no man of work. And it shall be a statue forever throughout your generations. In all your dwellings. It shall be a Shabbat Shabbaton. And you shall afflict your nephesh in the ninth day of the month at evening. And it began when we came into the tabernacle. The ninth day at evening. In the seventh month. Even from evening to evening. So those fruitcake liars, they say the day of Yah begins in the morning until the next day. They're liars from hell. He says this is the day from evening to evening. Does he say that? The evening of the ninth until the evening of the tenth? Now how do you get around that? And there are liars that debate this and fight, wrestle the scripture. He says from evening to evening shall you celebrate your Shabbat. So we began on the evening of the ninth to the evening of the tenth. We shall celebrate. He said, did he say celebrate? So when you have a party, you celebrate, don't you? We having something greater than a party, all right? All right. So when they get down the boogie down in the world, they celebrate, right? So he says from evening, he tells us when to celebrate. From evening to evening, you celebrate the Shabbat of Yah. So he tells us when to celebrate it. What time he has set apart. And he warns us, saying, now don't, in essence, when I was in the world, there were those that were hustlers and they would say, don't play me, boy. What they're saying, don't try me. Don't play me. Don't play me. Don't think you can play me. Don't use me now. Yeah. Now, if you just flat out just tell me, that's all right. But I'm not a sucker. Yeah. So don't play y'all. Don't think you're getting by. He said, no, sir, I'll work. He said, and the soul that does not afflict themselves, he said, I will cut them out. Now, this is what the word of Yah says. He has not changed. Not one bit at all. Not one bit. So the soul that does not receive this great atonement and allow the laboring of the work of Yah to operate in us on this eve, from this eve to the next eve, to give our flesh no room to mandate and to dictate, then Yah, he cuts our minds are cut off where we can't even receive the truth. We begin to wrestle the truth. We begin to reject it. We begin to have problems with the truth. So let us see what the word of Yah says. It's so simple. Hallelujah. The world got, in America, we got all kind of memorials, don't they? They're coming up with the pagan, they got the pagan greasy pig day coming up soon, next month. They got their lion day of samurais celebrating pagan Christmas. They got the new year began. This is what the atonement is like, a refreshing. To understand what Yah has done, that's why it's so celebratory. See, man, you refresh, you revive. They got their New Year's resolution. We have the atonement of Yahshua that revives us daily, all during the day. Hallelujah. So I'd rather have Yahshua than to have their resolutions, because they never keep a one of them. May the riches of Yah rest upon you all. Our friends that are listening, may Barak you all. May you have a great Yom Kippur tomorrow as you rest, as you delight in Yahshua. May be one of sweetfulness and fellowship. All you that have joined us tonight, you that will listen, I had a sister call me today. And that she asked me, was I part of Yahweh ben Yahweh? I said, no, I'm not. So Yahweh ben Yahweh said he was the Messiah, right? He's dead. And people hold fast to these liars and deception. I have no problem saying that. Yahweh ben Yahweh, he had a little bit of mysticism, a little bit of Hinduism, a little bit of Islam, a little bit of Farrakhan. It was not of Yah. Hallelujah. That's not his name, Yah. We try to take the honor of Yah. Yah, he wasn't with him. He's dead. He did not get up. And he's not getting up. He's dead and in the grave. I don't mock that, but he's dead. He had no life in him at all. Only Yahshua atoned for our sins. They got one out there today. He calls himself the Comforter. And he packs him in 30, 40,000 in Philly, New York. He says he may be what he called the Holy Ghost. He is not the Ruach HaKadosh or HaKodesh of Yah. But he packs the men. And the women go in frenzies. And just, I've seen them in a clip and they just saw. He called himself the Comforter. Overweight, fat, swine looking thing what he is. Hallelujah. I don't take that back. So I told her, you go to our website and listen to some of the messages first now. Now listen to this preacher. You may not like what he say. Because I'm not a pretender. We must deal with the sins. Yisrael. I'm glad that there's an atonement. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all. We're going to close with our song tonight. May Yavarak, you all, you our friends that are listening. May he bless you all. Have a great Shabbat, Shabbaton. And then we shall enter into the Shabbat after that. So you're going to have your minds revived and your bodies revived. And restore yourself. My, no one greater than Yah. What he tells, if we do what he tells us to do, it restores us physically. It restores us mentally. It restores us spiritually. It really does. You become so you almost get bored just sitting there, don't you? Just resting. Huh? I'd rather have that. I don't mind feeling that way. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. Come on, let us stand to our feet. Bless you all, Yisrael. This is for you all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. May the blessings of Yah fill your heart. Hallelujah. tonight, Almighty Yahweh.
For this grace can pour it unto Israel. We have seen you, Rosh Hashanah, blowing of the shofar, to prepare our minds that bring us to this washing day as we prepare for the great Sukkot gathering in the booth, rejoicing in Jerusalem, the fellowship of these great days as we come to the last Gadol Yom, the great day of our HaMashiach Yeshua. Bless us all tonight, strengthen. Bless all Israel, our friends and faithful givers and supporters. Strengthen them all. I pray for Sister Powell as we bring her before you tonight. Strengthen her, I pray, and cause her heart to rejoice. May you revive her tonight in a mighty way like never before. And that she may rejoice in the strength of your HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. We pray for our enemies, bless them. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem and the strength of all Israel. We berach you, our Abba, in the most excellent and mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We berach you. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.